I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This is Alt Latino, and you're listening to a remix of Mariachi El Bronx and their song Revolution Girl. Turn that up.
Yes, ma'am. This sounds very, very different from the original version.
Well, Mariachi del Bronx is kind of your pet band. You love them so much.
I do like them a lot.
Why don't you tell us a little more about the band, and then I'll tell you about the remix.
They're a mariachi band from the Bronx.
They're a punk band from L.A.
And they're recontextualizing mariachi music with a punk aesthetic.
They started off, they were the Bronx. They were a punk band from L.A. And they had this side project to do mariachi, which is very interesting. Believe it or not, we've met quite a few punk mariachis in our stint here at Alt Latino. Thinking of Rana Santa Cruz, another Mexican musician who lives in New York, and he does that whole mariachi punk aesthetic. And so they just decided to go with the punk and the mariachi.
What was interesting is the whole mariachi culture and the whole mariachi, like you said, aesthetic, because it's so traditional. Each one of the bands that you mentioned, Rana Santa Cruz, and these guys, you know, they wear the whole outfit, the charro. You know, mariachi comes from rural Mexican roots, and it's all based on what you would call rancho, you know, a right. Rancho lifestyle, a very rural ranch lifestyle. So the big hat, the clothes, the tight pants with the little metal things down the side, small little jackets, you know, that's the aesthetic. And so what these guys do is they appropriate that, and then they just mix it in with whatever it is that they're doing.
Okay, but I have a question for you. Is there any common thread between mariachi and punk? I have my own theory, but you know mariachi a lot better than me. So what do you think?
I would think only in
the tight pants.
I don't know about that. I would think only in the over-the-top emotion.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I feel like mariachi, it can get pretty rowdy and emotional.
Yes.
And so can punk.
Yeah. I'm not as familiar with punk as I am with mariachi, but this, certainly mariachi is, you know, your heart's on your sleeve, man. There's, you know, that's one of those things where you end up crying at the end of the night singing boleros. And
what's that thing that your uncle used to say?
No, it's a famous writer whose name I can't remember right now, but it's not a Mexican party until someone starts crying.
And so what we've been listening to is a remix of Revolution Girl by one of our favorite DJs this year, Algodón Egipcio from Venezuela. I'd say we're having kind of a love affair with Algodón Egipcio.
What we played a couple shows ago, we really, really liked.
Yeah, we played his La Espina del Cardenche.
Oh, man.
I think he is to us this year what Chancha Vía Circuito from Argentina was last year. We just love his work, and this remix is fantastic.
Golden touch.
What's next? Oh, Felix, how can you live with yourself? That is the song that we're going to listen to next.
I thought you were asking me.
How
I was
can
about
you
to
live
answer?
With your... What were you going to answer?
Never mind.
No,
here's
just
the song.
Tell me what you here's were going to answer.
Here's the music.
No sé cómo
Okay, you can't see it right now, but Jasmine's doing her Vogue thing. She's voguing in her chair.
This actually, I'm doing that because the video for this song, ¿Cómo puedes vivir contigo mismo? How can you live with yourself, Felix Contreras?
That's actually part of the title.
The video features a lot of voguing. It's like that 80s movie, Paris is Burning. Huh. But Chilean. And this is Alex Anwandter. For some reason, we haven't played a lot of him. He is very big in Chilean pop. He was a vocalist for a pretty well-known group called Teleradio Donoso. And you can kind of tell that his musical icon, according to him, is Michael Jackson. He has that very pop 80s aesthetic, but he's also worked with bands that we love here at Out Latino that don't sound like this. Like, for example, do you remember the band Father Muckers?
Yes.
He worked with them.
Wow.
Anyway, this is from his 2011 Rebeldes.
Let's listen to a little bit of the song, and I have something I want to mention just about that 80s pop sensibilities. You know, I think it's important to note here on Out Latino the passing of both Robin Gibb and Donna Summer recently.
Oh, yeah.
And I bring that up because what Alex is doing here is mining that era of music where those two stars, those two musicians kind of set the rules. I got to say that when Saturday Night Fever first came out, and, you know, it was such a social phenomenon because people started buying the suits and the disco thing got really big. You know, all of that music that they wrote for that album pre-existed. They didn't write it specifically for that movie, the Bee Gees, I'm talking about.
Right.
And it was such a negative, visceral reaction against all that music. And
you
against,
had that
oh,
reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I'm a rock and roller, I'm a jazzer. You know, it was like it was too pop. I don't know, like 5-6 years ago, I'm listening to the radio, and You Should Be Dancing came on. And I'm like, oh, my God, this record grooves like crazy. The production, all the instruments, the writing, how could you not be wrapped up in that? And same thing with Donna Summers. You know, she was very, very big. And just listening back to that music, you know, the production, all of that stuff, it just set the time, it set the standard, the bar. It was really what that music should sound like. So when we play the music from musicians who are harking back to that time, they do a very good job. But it's the originals that really are just blowing my mind, believe it or not.
Speaking of sparkling and disco, let's listen to Pegasus do Brillar, or Brillar, or Sparkle.
Thank you.
This is the band Pegasus from Spain. I don't know if you remember, but we played a song of theirs a while back called El Afilador, The Knife Sharpener.
Oh, yeah.
This is a song Brijad off of their self-titled album, Pegasus.
Okay, this is another throwback.
Yeah, it's, you know what this makes me think of a lot of, like, 80s sci-fi music? Like, those sci-fi anthems. Like, I'm thinking of, like, Dark Crystal or Labyrinth.
Wow.
I have a soft spot for 80s sci-fi. And the video is very sci-fi.
It's a throwback to, again, a sensibility, an aesthetic, almost like a new wave aesthetic. Because it's very minimalist.
Yeah.
So they named the song Brillar, but all they're singing is Para Siempre.
Well, because they're going to shine forever, I feel like.
Oh, okay.
So let's get raw. Let's listen to...
Señora, señora, señora.
And you said it with a kind of a little bit of a Spanish accent there. Señora, señora, señora. This is a punk band from Spain. I don't think I can say the name of this. It rhymes with Schmutos. Schmutos, señora is the name of the song. This is the band Señora, 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 and that's Señora abbreviated, so S-R-A, 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 from their upcoming LP, Puchao.
Okay, we're going to have to post a video of this song because it's really funny.
We're going to post it on our website, npr.org/alt-latino.
Now, you know, what I was going to mention was when I was programming the show, I put these songs right next to each other because this reminds me of the song we just played. Even though they're slightly different, I think you would consider New Wave, the previous song.
Sure.
We'd consider New Wave-ish, mm-hmm. And this is definitely punk. But I hear something similar in the very direct, very simple rhythms and the way it repeats.
Yeah, I can see that. This, to me, has a very B-52s vibe, like Rock Lobster, you know? Like it has that very yelpy and jumpy
The other one reminded me more of B-52s.
Really?
This is just something completely different.
One thing I do want to mention is that they're on a record label that I love called Discoteca Oceano, which also carries one of our favorite artists, El Guincho.
Really?
Yeah, I think we kind of need to do a show pretty soon about record labels we love, right?
That's a good idea.
We should do that.
because a lot of these labels now, they're specializing in very specific sounds. I guess it's a throwback to like when you knew what to expect from Motown, when you knew what to expect from Stax or Fantasy Records with jazz. And maybe it's a throwback to that old idea of this is our label, this is our sound.
I wonder if people stop doing that because it limits record labels. Like it's more profitable to be more, have a more diverse portfolio of sound.
It could be. I mean, you think of Columbia Records, you think of Warner Brothers Records, you think of those big four.
You don't think of a specific sound from them.
Not at all.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. Huh? Interesting. Let's go. Let's explore that in a future show.
Okay. Let's mellow out, though. Let's go to Brazil with Curumin. And this is Paris Vila Matilde.
Saudade.
Saudade is one of these words. There's words and languages that you actually can't quite translate because it's maybe a concept that doesn't exist in another language. And saudade is a unique Portuguese word that really doesn't have an equivalent. But the best description that I've researched is a deep emotional state of nostalgic longing for something that's absent or something that someone loves, but it carries with it the understanding that what you're longing for, it could never return. So I think it's related to feelings of yearning and longing.
It's very prominent in Brazilian bossa nova music.
It's a constant concept.
That's part of what fueled and propelled bossa nova in the 50s, that feeling, that sentido, the sentiment of saudade.
And when we had as a guest host Ernesto Lechner, we were talking about Brazilian music and about bossa nova, and we were talking about this concept that Brazil is equivalent to happiness, and everything Brazilian is happiness. But Brazilian music has such a strong element of doom and of melancholy, and even a song like A Girl from Ipanema, which everyone thinks is like, oh, happiness, relaxing on the beach, he described it as an apocalyptic sense. In The Girl from Ipanema, there's a phrase in which the singer says something along the lines of, why is life so devastating?
Right.
So there is a real sense of sadness, and that's saudade. So what is this that you brought? It's Salam?
It's a new cut from the DJ Jay Boogie out of the Bay Area. He's got a new album called Jay Boogie's Dubtronic Science. It's a fun mix of different styles. There's a little bit of reggaeton influence. There's a little bit of cumbia. It's all mixed in with electronica and the whole dance floor thing. But I picked, of course, the mellowest track. Because I like the textures. You know, some of the people that we've played on the show, like Bang Data is on one of the tracks. You know, Juan Manuel Caipo, the drummer from Bang Data. Juan Data from the Bay Area.
We love
he's
him.
He's on this album. So there's a whole collective of musicians in the Bay Area. They do a lot of different things together. But this is a track called Salam from this album.
Thank you.
You know, there's a graphic that's associated with this LP. It's like the album cover. How could I not like it? There's six people sitting in front of the album, and three are sitting, and the horn players are in the back, but the guy on the left is holding a turntable. The guy in the middle is holding a conga.
Oh, right. That's where they got you.
And then the singer sitting next. I mean, it's kind of an old-fashioned photo to make it look like it's like sepia tone. Again, the aesthetic. If you listen to the song very closely, there is that loping reggaeton feel.
Oh, yeah. That dembo.
But you listen to the conga part. So they're layering these different rhythms on top of each other and just making it a lot of fun.
And you mentioned in the past that one of the fantastic things about dembow, which is the rhythm of reggaeton, the is that it fuses so effortlessly into whatever.
Exactly.
Into anything. Salsa, yeah. Merengue, it's, bachata.
It's pliable.
It is pliable. Yeah.
We want to remind you that you can hear all these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and El Twitter.
And we're still 24/7 on Alt Latino Radio at the same website. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.